Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Scriptures use the word bribe very infrequently. The King James Version uses the word bribe 5 times and the word bribery 1 time. The great Old Testament prophets express grave concern over Israelite rulers taking bribes. Samuel, an outstanding prophet and judge among God's people, had failed to teach his sons to follow in his footsteps. His sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after gain and took bribes and perverted justice. 1 Samuel 8:3. The 8th century B.C. prophet Amos accused the Israelites of grievous sins. "For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the needy in the gate." Amos 5:12. The psalmist David mentions the behavior of the enemies of God. He pleads with God, "Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes." Psalm 26:10. The prophet Isaiah does not use either the word bribe or bribery. But who can doubt what he had in mind when he wrote, "How the beautiful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, and your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them." Isaiah 1:22-23. The expression, "Your princes love gifts and follow after rewards," shows conclusively that the leaders in Israel during the days of Isaiah were willing and eager to take bribes. What a great joy it would be if we could truthfully say, "Our political leaders are too honest and too noble to ask for or to receive bribes." To our shame, that cannot be said of many leaders in the United States. The state of Tennessee imprisoned a governor for taking bribes. So did the state of Louisiana. So have many other states, counties, and cities. What a tragedy that some of the men and women we choose to represent us in state capitals or in Washington have the mindset of common criminals. But political leaders are not the only ones who betray us by taking bribes. Although in some cases the money some receive for their activities would not be legally regarded as bribes. For example, the woman who conceived and founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving sold out to the liquor industry. She lost a beautiful teenage daughter to a drunk driver. But when the liquor industry offered her a large sum of money to go to work for the liquor manufacturers, she apparently forgot about her daughter and accepted their sleazy offer. The organization, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, has done enormous good in our country. I am grateful for the work the organization does, but I have difficulty understanding how a mother can betray her daughter's memory by going to work for the industry that was responsible for her daughter's death. Do you suppose there are preachers and other religious leaders who are guilty of accepting bribes? I'm not saying the payments some preachers receive would legally qualify as bribes. But when a preacher is told not to preach on certain controversial subjects, such as beverage alcohol, gambling, divorce and remarriage, abortion and homosexuality, and he compromises the gospel message so he can continue to receive his salary, would that not constitute bribery? What I am about to say may seem very harsh, but it is the truth. Such preachers and other religious leaders are spiritual prostitutes. We know how God regards people who compromise the gospel message. May all of us who preach have the courage to preach and to teach the truth, and only the truth, and all the truth. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.